It's all boy and all goodness, look.
Take a good heart.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. I was going to say, that's just a good I'm not okay sign in general.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I promise. I'm not okay. Hello and welcome, everybody. There you go. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Hello and welcome, everybody, to another spectaculous How I Beat Shaculous episode.
I like that.
Of How Sadness the Podcast.
Aaron Carter in the house.
Hey.
We could
don't ask me.
Dude. We could get him on the cast.
You think so?
We could get Aaron Carter.
Dude, I want to get
maybe.
I want to get JTT on the cast.
Yeah?
Yeah, he could just pop in and be like, "You look familiar."
Yeah.
And then it'll just bounce out. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. God, we got to aim big. Aim high.
That'll be me the whole time.
Oh yeah, you look like that guy that follows me around and just goes all the time.
I make bracelets too. Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah. WWJTTD, don't you like me because of it? You guys, my name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always, is the one.
Oh.
The only the underwear taker.
Oh, it's me. Casey. Chlorophyll, more like, will you marry me, Phil? Stoddard. That was something I wrote down in my notes, and I did not remember writing it down, so I was like...
I don't understand.
I don't get it either. It's like...
Chlorophyll.
More like, will you marry me, Phil?
Marry
me. Maybe it's like the worst proposals of all time. I don't know.
Just a really big fan of Billy Madison, but not creative on his own. Drops to one knee. Hey, babe. Chlorophyll, more like, will you marry me, Phil?
Yeah.
Or if he was trying to marry someone named Phil.
Yeah, that's,
there you go.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it was.
It was.
You were imagining marrying Bam Margera's dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were like, listen, Chlorophyll.
I know you got to leave, Abe.
Yeah. But more like, will you marry me, Phil? That's what it
was. Then he's like, Abe, he's finally lost it.
He's finally lost it, Abe. He needs to be committed.
That was legit just a note that I found on my phone. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, I like that. I like gay marriage. Good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh,
hey, you guys.
His dick fell off. It sounds a lot like a pen, but it was his dick.
It was
or
a lug
screw.
Nut. Yeah,
yeah,
screw.
It was a ratchet.
Just playing with something too much. Yeah. Antsy boy, but I like that. Any of our gay listeners, use that when you're about to get married. When you're about to pop that question.
Pop.
I'm about to pop. That's what I'm going to do when I give
pop
my marriage.
Question.
Yeah. I'm going to go, I'm about to pop. Oh, I'm going to pop. And then once you stop, you can't pop. Once you pop, you can't stop.
You know how, like, some people will, like, hide the ring in like, their food?
Yeah.
What if you were like, I'm going to swallow the ring, and then I'm going to come it out, and, like, and you're like, and then she's like, no, Jacob, like, that's not how
anatomy works.
Yeah, you're just like, fine, you can go to your second favorite hole of mine.
Yeah, exactly. dig it out of the champagne glass.
Oh, fuck. Attell has that great joke where he's talking about fisting. He's like, there's no elegant way to fist. And he's like, what if you fisted somebody and then you pulled your hand out and there's a ring on your finger? And
there
it's
it
like,
is.
Why didn't you just put it in my salad? Well, I kind of did.
Yeah. I like that.
He's the fucking best. I love that one.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's like fisting, or as I call it, fencing without the sword.
Yeah.
That is one of the funniest things I have ever heard in my life.
Me first. I thought it up.
Yeah. he's the best. Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Yeah. I'm gonna come this ring.
Oh, baby doll. Yeah, you want me to come on your face? No, I'm coming on your finger this time.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I'll give you a sticky ring.
If you like it, then you should have put some, I don't know,
jizz on it.
Yeah, I thought I'd come up with a thing that rhymed with ring that was also cum, and I couldn't think of anything.
No, I can't either.
Bling. Sling.
Ting.
Sling some.
Bring.
I don't know. Yeah,
I'm not a rapper, man.
Nothing,
I'm not a rapper.
Nope. Well,
hey, we'll see. Yeah, that's how I rap. It's like somebody just goes hard. It's an 8 mile freestyle, and they just fucking go off on me, and it's great, and they just crush it, and then they're like, "Oh, here we go. Give me a beat, Casey. Give me a beat." Oh, here I go. Here I go. Here I go. Here I go. That's how you win. That's how you win a rap battle every single time.
I love this beat so much. I'm coming right now in my pants. This beat's got me rock hard.
That's just someone who doesn't know how to start rapping. You know, when you hear someone at the beginning of freestyle who's like, here it come. Here we go. Oh, shit, wrong one.
That'd be a funny that'd be a funny character on stage, the guy who likes the beat too much. I have to forfeit. I got to go change my pants.
And it's just listening to the the drop. I'm gonna shoot.
Oh, fuck. This is not going how I thought it was gonna go. Pinch my nips. Yeah.
You just deflate.
Yeah. That'd be a funny bit.
I like that. Oh, my God. So we've been up to, I guess we were kind of up to quite a bit.
Jack shit.
I was up to quite a bit, actually, since the last cast. My buddy Brino69o was in town.
Ooh.
That was a fucking blast. But Cookie Crunch Campos is putting a short film together with myself and the Karaoke King, Casey Burr. It's cold in here. There must be some Toros in the atmosphere.
That's true.
Casey Burr, it's cold in here. So we spent the week with Brian and time beforehand setting up everything we needed for this shoot called the Rose Parade. Mm. And it's just as weird as all the rest of the stuff that we've all made together.
Yeah.
Like if you look up Tony Campos on Vimeo, you'll find his videos. Check it out. They've got a Trip to Debbie's, I think is what it's called.
Ooh.
The Grinch is in that one. That one's fun.
I like The Grinch, yeah.
Brawl. If you go to YouTube and search Brawl Bomb Threat, it's all backyard wrestling, and the Chicken King is in it.
Ooh, I've heard of that
guy. The finale fight. Yeah. Chicken King fucking clucks his way to the finals.
Cluck, cluck, motherfuckers.
Ooh. But he's gay.
Yeah. You weren't supposed to tell anyone.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's his finishing move.
Oh, who came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah. The gay one.
It's always the Chicken King. Yeah. But, so we just we spent the week hanging out with Brino and then getting stuff ready. Tony's running around like crazy and Casey were, and we're all buying shit and making stuff. And I've got 11 dildos to my name. 10.
Mm, wow. Yeah.
Because they lost one in the bushes, which
we're,
is we're
hanging
all having sex.
We're going to find it.
Yeah. Have you seen this dildo?
Yeah.
It's also going to be funny, though, because it was on a lot.
Yeah.
I don't want to say, I'm going to say what lot at one point.
I hope they're filming Gilmore Girls.
And then there's a dildo in these bushes.
Hold on. Cut. Rory, is that a cock behind you? And then they just talk too fast for no reason.
But it's just goddamn too much fun to play with dildos, man.
It is.
I can't stop. They're just staring at us on the desk right now.
Boing.
And they're all suction cup boys, too.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, man. Mm-hmm. I took one of them. And I was drunk the other night, and I put it next to my dick in the mirror, just to see.
Hard.
I tried to get hard, but I was also like laughing and drunk.
Yeah.
But I think I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
I'm suction cup dildo status.
There you go.
Not like high end. Not like the red and clear boys. Those ones are a bit of a step up. But I'm flesh-colored suction cup dildo status. I'm okay with it. I legit have been staring at them, though, and I'm like, that ain't me. I was like, that ain't me. There's no way. But then I was like, you know what? It's like when you know something for so long, it never seems so long.
It's true.
You know?
Well, I mean, that one has two heads, and that's definitely
that's,
not
that's
me.
That's definitely not me. Yeah, the purple jelly donger is definitely not me.
I was going to say, you know how, like, in college when you have to bring all your shit to the shower, they have a shower caddy. You bring one of those into the shower. Shower daddy.
Ooh.
Boom.
Call me the shower daddy.
I'm gonna fuck this wall of this communal bathroom in Grand Valley State.
I start my mornings with a jelly go nuts.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got blue nuts.
Blue nuts.
That's a pelican brief. What do they call it? It's a red herring.
Yeah, it's a red herring. Yeah. Pelican brief.
I got the bird part.
What do they call that? The plastic pickle stork?
It's a plastic pickle stork, right? No, it's called a red herring, actually.
Pelican brief. Yeah.
Oh, these are my pelican briefs.
Yeah. That's a movie, right? Yeah,
I think Denzel's in it.
Oh, I thought I was going to say George maybe Clooney's in it.
I've never seen
it. But me neither. But
it's a funny-ass name. Wait, red herring, blue nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them.
These blue nuts. Yeah. Blue's Clues nuts. All right.
But yeah, it was great. We got everything done, and Brino and I played the Buffalo Dills fans. And if you guys have been on my Instagram at Jacob Allen Kuban online, you've seen that I've made the Buffalo Dills gear.
Yeah.
And I was OG Hot Dog Penis. He was Brino 69-0. Both of us had 69 on the back of our jerseys.
Wow.
And I got to throw him through a table.
Nice.
Yeah.
Table.
Yeah. Surfboard.
Table guy.
Oh, there you go. I like that.
Surfboard.
Table guy. Yeah. And then I slammed him. But it was cool. We got to score the table beforehand, like scored underneath of it by cutting it and shit. And it worked out really well. And I made a bunch of stickers that we put on cans that we all painted white. And they just said like beer on them and shit. Mm-hmm. But it was cream soda.
Ooh.
So like we were supposed to be going buck wild and like I was pouring beer on me and like spitting it in the air and it was landing on me. And he and I were so fucking sticky like the whole day.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Oof.
And it was gross too because like... we had these big jars of dill pickles, like the big fat boys.
Yeah.
And the brine smells so bad. It was like the cheapest, shittiest brine. And you and I are pickle fans.
Connoisseurs.
And like Clausen's is fucking amazing. Yeah. Clausen's is great. Yeah. Their brine is so good. I drank some of their brine this morning. I've got two jars of it sitting in the fridge just waiting for me to need.
Brine them, dine them, 69 them.
Exactly. And it's great. Their brine is amazing. But this shit was rough. You can open that jar that's waiting to be thrown out over
no,
there.
No, thank you.
And it smells like pure vinegar and like piss.
Yeah.
Oh, it was rough.
Yeah.
Really good shoot though. We had a fucking blast. He was shooting on 16 millimeter, which was crazy. But it's gonna look so much. It's gonna be fucking so great, and it's gonna be
looking
fun.
Forward
so
to it.
Keep an eye out on it. I'll let you guys know when it comes out. But in the meantime, go to YouTube, type in Brawl Bomb Threat, and go to their page. I think it's just Bomb Threat Productions or some shit like that.
Interesting.
And I don't know how many videos they have, but I think it's called Trip to Debbie's. That one's on Vimeo, I know for sure. But check out Tony's videos. They're fucking amazing. Yeah, he's one of the best editors I've ever seen. Even in high school when he and I were doing film, I was like, your editing is on point. Like, I was so jealous of it because it's so crazy and all over the place. You watch something in a video where the editing is so like ding, 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 and so much shit is happening that you don't realize that like he has to cut every single one of those clips and place them and like, holy shit.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
It's really great. It's so much fun. I think, I hope that one of these videos gets picked up and like, I could see him doing fucking dope music videos in the future for sure. Yeah. I've always thought that. And he does so much neat shit where like he makes VHS tapes for Casey and himself where he just records like different clips off of the internet and then, plays his iPod over it and shit.
Oh.
And so it's like a music video that he made, but it's it's really fun.
Fuck. I was looking at, God, who was I looking at? Because I knew Spike Jonze did a bunch of music videos, and Paul Thomas Anderson has done quite a few too.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking at someone's another director. Oh, Fincher, he's done a ton. Yeah I didn't realize
he started doing music. That's
he's
how
done
it started.
A fuck ton.
I think he also started doing not special effects, but like visual design stuff.
Okay.
Before he got his directing
interesting
going.
Yeah,
but then he fucking hit hard.
Yeah, I didn't know he was directing. A music video guy. Yeah,
that dude's
he's
like
done
one of my
a shitload. Yeah.
But and then Michel Gondry is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I used to have those. I don't remember what they're called, but they had that series where it was like Spike Jonze, Michel Gondry, and there's a couple other ones.
Oh.
But I can't remember who. Yeah. But it was like all their music videos was just one thing. Yeah. And then it had some like shorts.
Yeah. I remember in one of my I took, it was called film, I think it was either, it was called like Film as Culture or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And we just had to watch and it was a great class because like my professor was like, he's like, I'm this is like my last year here. So like, he's like, we're just going to watch movies that like I think are really interesting and stuff that. And he's like, the only stipulation of the class is we have to watch foreign directors. So we watched a bunch of Michel Gondry music videos, and they're really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he did like a bunch of like, he always does like a bunch of like repetition shit. Like,
yeah.
Like Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue. Yeah. One, yeah. He did a lot of
White Stripes. Well,
he did a lot of stuff before other people were doing it. He really like plays with what you can do with editing and how things are shot and everything like that. And Spike Jonze is fucking awesome. Yeah. His are less post technical, but it's a lot of like setup beforehand, like the flash mob thing he did over the Highland bus or the train station on Hollywood and shit. He did that. That's fucking awesome. And there's a lot of, what's funny is there's a lot of, I'm trying to find this fucking collection. It was called, The Work of Director Michel Gondry. And it was like all of his music videos and then some of the shorts and stuff. But, they had several directors. I wish we had Woody in like a booth.
Yeah. So what are you doing? We could like move here already, Woody. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So we could,
there's no Myers. There's Targets here. You could.
Let me see the work. Yeah, but Spike Jonze has a lot of dope ones. But
yeah, so he's,
you guys
great.
Played like Hardest Button to Button and stuff. That one was fun.
And then the Daft Punk one, Around the World.
Oh yeah,
with the stairs and shit. That was really cool.
Oh, Chris Cunningham was one of the other ones.
Oh, I don't know who's that.
Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah, it was like the three mains. It was Spike Jonze, Chris Cunningham, and Michel Gondry. I didn't have Chris Cunningham, so I don't know a lot of his. But he had some like 3D robot one. This was that's the jacket for the DVD.
Okay.
But then like Bjork, I think every single one of them did a video for Bjork. I don't think Spike Jonze did actually, but
he just did a new one. Like a pretty.
Oh yeah. He did. Yeah. Didn't he do a thing? He did a thing for Apple home, home base or home pod or some shit. I haven't seen that. It looked cool from what I saw, but he's dope. And also the fact that he's a part of Jackass and stuff is so funny to me. And
And he like, that fucking Viceland thing we watched when he was talking about, like, he's like, yeah, I just epically grabbed a camera layered. And was just like I was just filming it on a skateboard. And like no one's like, I didn't think to do that.
Yep.
Yeah. That's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
that
great.
Was really great. Mm-hmm. But, it was a really fun shoot and we got to get weird with it, which is always fun. And, I got to throw Brian through a table and you guys will see that. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Oh yeah. Okay. So that's what I was going to say is Brian. So Brian was in town. And a lot of the times Tony and Casey would be working on shit and Brian and I would be running around like picking up stuff like kind of like the gophers, like PA.
Casey Burr. I didn't do a thing for this.
Casey Burr, it's Colton here. So I brought Brian around to some places. So I brought him to the Grove and I brought him to the flea market or the farmer's market there. Because it's just a really cool place. You can go buy food. There's a little pub in the middle. Like, so we went and hung out and had like a beer there and I had to go to the bathroom and I just had a really sweaty ass. I pretty much just needed to pee and wipe my ass.
Yep.
And so we go there. And I'm like, I got to hit the bathroom. There's a pub right in the middle. Find it. I'll meet you there.
Yeah.
So I go into the bathroom and I get in this stall. Go ahead.
I was going to say, the Grove, for everyone who doesn't know, it's like just like an outdoor like mall, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much California, there's not really indoor malls. There's one in Glendale that's indoor.
Yeah.
But that was like one of the coolest things. When I went to the Irvine Spectrum Center, and when I did, when I hosted for Dan a couple times at the Improv, that fucking mall is so cool.
Yeah.
It's all outdoor. My mom was in town when I did that. It was like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I did it. And, it's just so cool because you're like, why is this all open? And because it doesn't fucking great. Like snow and shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's so just it's so neat.
Yeah, it's outdoor and it's like a lot of high end shit. So
the mall
tracks, it doesn't attract the the most.
The mall isn't that great. I go there for movies because they have Movie Pass at that theater. The farmer's market is awesome.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it's pretty much a mall of it's like the mall's food court.
Yeah,
but it's like cooler shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go and everyone can go get their own stuff and then meet somewhere and sit and then you just eat. And it's really cool. If you're out in LA, definitely go check it out.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's right by the tar pits too. So you could go there and hang out and then you could walk to the tar pits and then the LACMA is right there too. But,
then you can walk to our place and call us chodes and then leave.
Yeah. And if you go there without saying hey to us, real chode status.
Yeah.
Come
on. Exactly.
But, so I'm going in the bathroom. I go in there and I pee. Wait, did I sit to pee? I sat to pee.
If you're wiping, I assume you sat, right?
Yeah, I sat to pee, and because I was like, I gotta wipe my sweaty ass.
Ooh.
So I was like, I'm gonna pretend that I'm shitting fast, though. Mm-hmm. So anyone near me is like, oh, he shit. It's okay that he's gathering toilet paper. It's not weird that he's just wiping sweat out of his ass crack.
Yeah.
But so then I sit to pee. I wipe my sweaty ass,
mm-hmm.
and then I stand up a little too far, and then the sensor goes off, and it starts flushing.
Oh no!
So I turn my body a little bit, but my ass is still pointed at the seat, and I throw the last piece of toilet paper in so that it'll get sucked down.
Mm-hmm.
And then this fucking toilet flushes down, and then it goes, and then it just goes, and it fucking shoots like a stream of water into my ass.
Nice.
And just surprise bidets me.
Yeah.
It AA bidets me.
There you go.
And just fucking gets me.
Yeah.
And it freaked the shit out of me. Not at actual shit, but yeah. It freaked me out like crazy. Mm-hmm. It was like a clam trying to scoot away really quick. Yeah. And just like shot this stream.
I like it.
Oh, it was crazy. Yeah. But I also had walked in there and I had to wipe the toilet seat off beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, man, people piss all over seats like crazy out here. It's insane.
No rules.
But I was like, man, I had to put my butt cheeks on some wiped off pee.
Yep.
And then after that happened, I was like, oh, not
that's
pee.
Oh,
toilet
yeah.
Water.
Ooh.
So it was diluted pee.
Yeah, it's that rebound pee.
But man, yeah. I've never been surprised bidet'd ever.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thankful, but then I had to wipe again.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to sit around with it. I just got all this. I got all the my own water out of my ass.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know the Groves motto, right? Wipe his water, have an ass, Greg. Oh. Water dripping ass, Greg. Oh, that's no. What I meant to say.
Wipe his water dripping ass, Greg.
You dusty old queef.
Yep.
Yeah, it was too dusty.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's the Grove, yeah.
It was fucking hilarious. It's and I just voice. Also like to think of the fact that that toilet does it every single time.
Yeah.
And that's people just get blasted out. Yeah. Oh. That's great. Well, especially like if you stood up and depending on when it hits you, luckily my pants were still down.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you were like pulling your pants up and it squirts
yeah,
you,
I wear khakis.
I would have just had a wet stain on my ass.
Yeah. You don't want that. No.
Or if you turned around to look at the toilet flushing and it just blasted you right in the cock.
Yeah.
And then it'd be like, you'd turn around and you'd be like, goo.
Goo.
Yeah.
are we in a super soaker fight now?
If peeing in your pants is cool.
Yeah.
Consider me Miles Davis.
Oh, my neck, my back, my neck and my back.
Yeah, it just gets you everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but yeah, so that was pretty funny. But I had a fucking blast with Brian in town. He's legit one of the greatest guys.
Yeah, I'm bummed
that exists.
Hang out with him that much.
Yeah, we hung out one time and just watched a bunch of America's Funniest Videos, and that's one of my favorite things to do. And he was the illustrator for Dan Cummins' book.
Oh, nice.
Daddy Bear.
Yeah.
So if you guys get a chance to see his children's book online, my mom and I's company, Splattered Ink, published it. And then Brian Smith illustrated it, and it's fucking hilarious. Dan did a great job. Brian did an amazing job. And then I put it together, and now it's a book.
Ooh.
So, yeah, Brian's a fucking awesome artist. I want him to do some stuff. I've been talking to him about doing some animations for the show, like...
Mm-hmm.
Just quick clips, kind of like how we do the previews.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
But just like a 30-second thing.
Yeah.
But he animates both of us, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. But
you can animate this.
Gay.
Yeah. If you see any of his artwork, though, you're gonna be like,
that's so gay.
Yeah. You can stand as close as you want to it.
Yeah. You can.
Another red herring.
Another pelican brief.
Yeah. Another pelican brief. Shit.
I'm more of a pelican boxer brief.
Queef.
Guy, though. Yeah. So, you know.
Oh, nice.
No, you really shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, I've talked way too long.
Oh, it's fine.
But
shit.
we've got a brand new thing to play here before these things we do.
Never heard before.
No. And we had our buddy Adam Deggy.
Adam Fat.
Fat Dick Deggy. He's just got a fat dick.
Fat dick.
Recorded a... oh, my God.
What?
I just thought of something that we forgot to do.
Off air?
But, okay. We're going to... So we have this bit called Wouldn't Fuck Me's, and now we have a fucking drop for it.
Yeah, we do.
So here we go.
You will never stick your penis inside this human. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me's. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me's. You ain't got a big enough dick, plus you ain't even close to rich, or a combination of the two, but they're never, ever, 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 ever gonna fuck you.
I mean, it's true, but it's very rude.
Yeah, it just hurts to hear.
Yeah, I mean, we know it.
Yeah.
But it does hurt a little bit to hear.
I've got muscles, Greg. Would you fuck me?
So many pelican briefs in this episode. Oh my God! God, we're such fucking idiots.
Yeah,
holy shit!
I can't wait to die.
Oh, it's gonna be so great.
Yeah.
This I will say that Deggy does a lot for us.
Deggy's great.
He's a great dude. I got to officiate his wedding.
Yeah, I got to be there and
and cry.
Yeah, I didn't.
I saw him cry. He cried. You guys.
Yeah, I called him. I was calling them names in the audience.
Yeah. But
wow, I didn't know I was at a gay wedding. And then I was escorted out.
We get it. You're gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
But it was a blast. And he made a quick song for Stoddard once. That's pretty amazing.
Oh boy.
Sit on Stoddard's face. You gotta ride his mouth. Let him put it down south, straight fuck his face. Ooh. Sit on Stoddard's shit. Ooh. You gotta ride his mouth. 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 Let him put it down south.
Yeah, I was there.
When they recorded it?
Yeah, I think that was like the last trip to GR before I moved here. And I just remember, yeah, he was recording it in
Trent,
in House Sadness, on the Bledsoe's room, in the closet.
The OG House Sadness.
Yeah, and we were all just fucking
hammered.
Yeah, we were just,
it sounds
dying.
Good.
Because he was like doing, he was just like rapping, and then like I told a story, and he like literally like it just, he's like rapping, and then he just goes, fuck, 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 sit on Stoddard's face.
And that's
like,
the beginning. Yeah.
That's how it just.
Yeah.
Well, that's how it started, and then he just like, then he just made a whole song out of it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
And dude spits fire, man. I'll tell you,
it's true.
He found out that a week from now it's going to be our birthday, our 1 year anniversary.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, and so we kind of wanted to just preview that a little bit with the fact of getting excited about our own birthday.
Yeah.
And so he sent us a little bit of a care package here.
Casey Stoddard, Jacoby Cubano, this is taking me almost 5 hours. Here you go, fuck boys. House Sadness. It just occurred to me the first year anniversary of House Sadness. You gotta listen to the cast in the worst way. Happy birthday, House Sadness. Taking off my pants so you can see my fat dick. That's my package. I wanna find a G-spot in the butthole. I need a butthole G-spot Atlas. I wanna eat the butt of a famous actress. She's gotta be attractive. Maybe Rachel McAdams on a mattress. I hope she didn't eat a whole lot of cabbage. But even if she did, I still eat the butt like a savage. Cause I'm classless. Cuban and Stoddard probably taking shots of whiskey out of pint glasses. Cause the appetite for alcohol is massive. God, I'm so fucking tired. You guys fucking, I fucking hate you. I'll never forgive you. Oh God, how sadness. First year anniversary. Oh. If you're jerking off with pimples on your dick, you might as well use Proactive. But if I'm being honest, that's probably not acne. It's probably an STD that's active. First year anniversary, House Sadness. Same month as March Madness.
He got that right.
Listen to the cast in the worst way. Happy birthday, House Sadness.
Best way to end anything.
Yeah, I was gonna say he definitely knows the audience.
Yeah. So that's a little preview, you guys. We got a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
And so
preview.
So, yeah, that's what's happening. But yeah.
Classic pickles. I don't know.
Pickles, fucking pickles.
Fucking pickles. Ugh.
But yeah, we got a.
You will never stick your penis inside this human. WFMs, WFMs, mm-hmm. They wouldn't fuck you, but you want to fuck them.
We already played it.
Yeah.
But I feel like we need to go back now because we played it too early.
Oh.
So now we can start Wouldn't Fuck Me.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So, Deggy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dougie.
We got him working on some other stuff for you guys. He's going to lay it on you at another point. So,
I hope
look
so.
Forward to that.
Can't wait.
Oh, shoot. Tiny Tim showed up. I thought we lost him. He just hides in the cracks too easy.
I'm going to kill that motherfucker.
First of all, gay. Second of all, stupid.
Hey, that's a good start for Wouldn't Fuck Me's too.
I feel like I did this before, but who cares anyways? Okay. The first lady is Mandy Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I did Mandy once. Maybe
did
that's
you?
Why you thought.
It
doesn't matter.
I feel like I did. I feel like this joke was said.
She wouldn't fuck either one of us.
Yeah. But she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I went 37 meters down on her.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
Or if she was missing my dick like candy.
Okay.
You know that song of hers?
Yeah.
Whoa, big cans on this queefer.
That is still one of the funniest videos of all time.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, my gosh.
No one reacts like it's...
No, just talking about nothing, too. Like, yeah, and then we were doing something else, and then all of a sudden it was...
Whoa, big cans on this queefer.
Oh, yeah, no, it's fucking
Caesar
Tuesday.
Walking.
Yeah. No, nope, yeah. Amazing. Whoa.
Big cans on this queefer.
All right. Yep. Mandy Moore.
All right. All right. Here we go. I got a...
Oh, sorry. Oh, I just remembered she was married to Andy Roddick for a while.
Mm.
Rod Dick. My
Ooh,
dick.
Ooh, there you go.
My okay. dick.
There it is.
But yeah, you're right.
Butt.
You're right. Yeah.
Shut your butt.
Right. We're cutting that out. You're right. Cut it out.
Cut it out.
Get him the fuck out of here.
All right. Here, I've got this suicide girl. It's G-I-I-H-S-P-U-N-G-E-N. Gispungen.
Mm.
Gi suicide.
Okay.
It's from Brazil.
I think I know her.
She wouldn't fuck me.
Yeah.
Not even if.
I'm listening.
I could swallow swords and spit fire.
Ooh.
That's just a cool thing to be able to do.
I agree. That would definitely get you late.
You'd think
you
it would.
So you should learn it.
Yeah. Just fucking fire up that pussy. I don't know what
aggressive.
Voice was that.
I liked it.
Either,
yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, that was, fuck, I just had
that. Foreman.
I had the, okay, yeah, I'll
allow
it.
I don't know.
No, it's good. It was this voice.
Wake up, sisters. There's no such thing as
a
weaker
dick.
Sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you. Yeah. This last lady is Catherine McPhee.
Mm, okay.
And Catherine McPhee wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her the old Catherine McD.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, Mickey D's.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
She was on an episode of Community.
Oh, okay.
And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her the old Community. It's the same joke.
That's a stinky fart.
It's the same joke.
It's the same joke, you guys.
Yeah.
And it works all the same.
You're welcome. You guys deserve it.
All right, last one. Fuck me here. It's Diane Guerrero.
Oh.
She was Maritza Ramos on Orange is the New Black. And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if Pink Dick was the new black dick.
All right.
I don't know.
I like it.
I don't know if I do.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I dropped the soap.
Ooh, yeah.
That's an easy target right there.
You think
there.
It's the same like that in women's prison?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Maybe if they dropped the soap and they did a back bend to pick it up, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Talking about...
Some safety scissors.
Yeah,
safety scissors. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, you guys, that was the wouldn't fuck me's there. And
great as usual.
Now You're we get right. to move on to even greater shit, which is a joke of the gay.
Yeah.
We're going to blast through these quick because we're taking a little while here.
Yeah.
But did you want to start or finish?
I'll start. It's not great, and it's quick, but who cares? So, yeah.
Whoa, fat bitch! You fat bitch!
Is yours long?
No.
Okay. Because I was going to say if we needed to, I could do another short one, but...
Yeah. No. Nope.
All right. So, yeah, I don't know. This I won't ever do anything with it, but
okay.
Here it is. Is anyone else watch porn at twice the normal speed to make it look like you lasted longer than you really did? Like, oh, I didn't finish until 15 minutes into this clip.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
They got through three positions before I finished.
Yeah.
I'm
fucking building up stamina.
I saw three money shots before I...
Exactly.
I finished.
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
I don't know. That's all I got.
It just sounds like chipmunks fucking.
Ooh. I mean, if that was true, I wouldn't get through 10 seconds. Slow down. Oh,
that's the... All I want is a hula hoop.
I don't know.
Alvin and the Chipmunk song.
Oh,
I remember it well enough.
You lost me.
Yeah. Kiss me now and then I'm gay.
If it's not the Christmas, you got lyrics, you lost me. Yeah.
All right, this one's awful.
I dropped the screw in the tuna.
All right. So this one's like, it's weird the lies that adults tell children growing up. Like my ma used to tell me that dragonflies would sew your mouth shut if they landed on you, which is terrifying.
Yeah.
And my uncle would tell me, that touching your toes naked is the best way to ward off demons.
Hmm.
Okay, so I have a bunch of just tags
but
written
not semen.
For this. Yeah. Hey, there you go. I like that.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, so my ma used to tell me that dragonflies would sew your mouth shut if they landed on you. And my uncle would tell me to keep your slut mouth shut.
Yeah, he'll sew my fucking...
Yeah.
Oh. He was a dragonfly would sew my mouth shut. Yeah. I remember...
something about my uncle fucking me. I didn't do this.
When we would go fishing, we'd always see dragonflies fucking.
Humping. Yeah, they fuck like crazy.
They're like, oh, if they land on your fishing pole, it means you're going to catch a fish.
What?
I don't know.
If you see two dragonflies fucking, that's good fuck.
Yeah, that's
good.
Yeah, that's some good fuck. You're going to catch Billy Bass.
How come nobody
Billy
does...
largemouth bass.
Everyone's like, yeah, they fuck like rabbits. It should be they fuck like dragonflies.
Exactly.
All the time.
I agree.
In the air.
Yeah.
On a pole.
Yeah.
In the water, on a lily pad.
Green eggs and ham. They'd fuck anywhere. Yeah. Will you fuck on a train? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or dragonflies. We don't care.
Yeah. I like that.
I hate bunnies.
You hate bunnies?
No, that's fine.
Oh,
fine.
No. They're come fine. On. Come on, bruh. You don't like, were you like guinea pigs, boy?
Boy. Yeah. You know what I do like?
Tell me.
Nothing.
Nope.
No, I got
Do you like this?
No, I don't like that. You're right. I don't like that.
All right, you guys.
That's all I got.
That was the start of the episode, which was very long. But we're
We're
going to take a quick 30-second break. FreeCreditReport.com.
They say a man should always dress for the job he wants. So why am I dressed up like a pirate in this restaurant? It's all because some hacker stole my identity. Now I'm in here every evening serving chowder and iced tea. Should have gone to FreeCreditReport.com. I could have seen this coming at me like an atom bomb. They monitor your credit and send you email alerts so you don't end up selling fish to tourists in t-shirts.
Well, you squirt. I'd like to talk about we're gonna wait for another podcast. We'll do another
AIDS.
We'll do another 30-second sub with them, but their backstory is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Just in the fact that like that dude
that's, the fuck down, you pussy! Yeah!
It's not that dude's voice.
I know. Yeah.
It's wild. But but we gotta keep moving here. Where are you going?
I'm going the wrong way, as always.
Always. You always go to the arrow closest
to you.
They can
kiss my fat vagina.
That's wrong.
That's because I don't like
it's just a mosquito. Don't leave it on this.
I don't like exploring beyond my immediate area.
My safe space.
All right, you guys, we have a new bit here that's gonna go horribly wrong.
Yeah, it could be fire or doo-doo. Yeah, let us know in the comment section at WorldStar Instagram.
Is this fire or doo-doo?
Fire or doo-doo.
We got this bit.
That should be the name.
Fire or doo-doo. Yeah, that's way better. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, the other name was Hurlstar, which is funny, but like fire or doo-doo, I like way more.
My favorite.
So we got this bit called fire or doo-doo.
Oh, what a great rating system.
And what we're going to do is we're going to do a rap name generator. We're going to come up with a rap name and then we're going to tell you about the rapper and then we might try to spit some fire or doo-doo.
Yeah, it's build a rapper.
But you want to go first or second?
Fuck, man. I don't know. Just give me a name. Let's do
All right, I'll get the name.
Let's fucking do it. I don't care. It's going to be fucking straight doo-doo. Doo-doo Brown. Downtown. Doodle Brown. Give me a name.
All right, you got Old Ice.
Old Ice. Okay. 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 Uh-huh.
Old
okay.
Ice.
All right. Okay. Let's build this guy's profile.
How old and from where are you? Water yet or?
Well, okay, he's Old Ice. Okay, so I feel like a lot of new rappers are—they're really young.
Mm-hmm.
So he's
little, gonna be, not Little Ice. You're Old Ice.
Yeah, but like so,
OG
like
he, Ice.
So he's gonna be like considered old. So he's like 22.
Okay.
So yeah, I like exactly. That. I like that. Yeah, a lot of those SoundCloud rappers are like 17, 18. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. So this guy, yeah, he's like 23, 22. Did I say 22?
22. Yeah.
22. Yeah. So I don't. What do you think? Okay. I was writing some, okay, yeah. What do you think, like, okay, what inanimate object would he fuck?
Old Ice?
Yeah, he's, like, most likely to fuck.
Inanimate object. Yeah. You know what? I think it would be, like, a porch swing.
Ooh, or I like that.
Or, like,
yeah. Okay.
Is shrubbery inanimate? It's not, right?
Yeah. Because
it grows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, technically.
So, like,
technically
maybe some, like, life, or, like, a yeah. stoop.
Ooh, a stoop.
Old Ice. You know what happens to Old Ice?
Stoop
is it falls.
Kid won't fuck his stoop.
Yeah. Hey, he won't. He should.
Hey, Arnold. That's the oh,
stoop kid won't fuck his stoop.
That's his fucking hook. Hey, Arnold.
Yeah.
Stoop kid won't fuck his stoop. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
So, yeah, something like that. So okay. I just keep picturing
Old Ice.
Old Ice, just yeah. like icicles dangling, yeah. waiting to fall. And Old Ice is the ones that fall.
Mm-hmm.
You end up landing on either
it's
like.
True.
If it was an animate object, you'd land right in somebody's eyeball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pluck it out.
Pluck it out.
Yeah.
No.
I think that, I think that's what it'd be.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I don't think he has any. I can't think of any rhymes for him.
No? No rhymes?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, let's try this. We got this thing here that is like we're going to test this out for the first time ever. Oops. Sorry. And it's called auto rap.
Okay.
So what you're gonna do?
Okay. I think I'm gonna have a little something for him actually.
Oh shit! I don't know if this is gonna work because this might try to take the.
Oh yeah, we did not test this out. So
no, we didn't.
Knows.
You guys were we're trying this for the first time ever.
Yep.
But if you want to just try and talk, just talk into this. Just talk about Old Ice.
Okay.
Just for a little bit. Hit the red button and then talk about Old Ice.
Okay. Fuck. Old Ice.
Anything.
My name.
Oh, just you got to tap.
Oh, I tap it. I don't hold it.
There you go.
That's what. Oh no, it's all fucked up.
No,
oh,
just
I
keep
fucked
going.
It all up. I fucked it all up.
Just keep going.
Okay. My name's Old Ice. I like ice fishing, and I like drinking Chardonnay, and I like sunsets. Yeah, I do. I like watching. What's that shit called? Dust Storms, the Dust Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Cotton Gin. The Cotton Club. Poop on my dad's balls.
Oh, and here we go. This is what came from it.
Hold it. That's why I know it's all fucked up. That's why I hold it. That's why I know it's all fucked up. I fucked it all up. I fucked it all up. Yeah. My name's Old Ice. I like ice fishing. And I like drinking Chardonnay. And I like sunsets. Yeah, I do. I like watching. What's that shit called? Dust Storms. Storms. The Dust Bowl. Cotton Gin. The Cotton Club. Poop. I don't hold it. That's why I know it's all fucked up. I fucked it all up. I fucked it all up. Yeah. My name's Old Ice. I like ice fishing. And I like drinking Chardonnay. And I like sunsets. Yeah, I do. I like watching. What's that shit called? Dust Storms. Storms. The Dust Bowl. Cotton Gin. The Cotton Club.
This is pretty good.
That is not what I was expecting at all. Also, I guess he's Hispanic. I meant to say sandstorms.
That actually was pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that.
That was not what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm into it. Okay.
Damn.
Okay.
Okay. Shit.
Let's give us another name.
Yeah. Let me, let me.
That was fun. Yeah. Old Ice. Old Ice.
Okay,
baby.
So I like this one, but I kind of want to do.
Oh,
yeah, I got it plugged in. Yeah. I kind of like this one.
Okay.
So I'm just going to go with it. It came up when I found it earlier.
Do it.
But
I like it.
It's a Professor Phantom Liquor.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. And do you have any more questions? Do you have that one of
yeah.
the. Cause
oh.
I want to answer some questions of Phantom Liquor. So I have some stuff to say.
You want the. Inside the actor studios
sure
ones?
Yeah okay. Anything you know I could start with the inanimate object yeah. too
I thought of this because I heard a thing where so I was looking at, like, the question is
liquor.
What does this rapper lace with his blunts? Because I had read, I don't remember who it was, but there's a rapper who would lace his blunts with embalming fluid.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was
that's Professor Phantom Liquor right there.
He's
that's
the embalming
a really
fluid
good
guy.
That's, yeah. Oh, he totally smokes weed with embalming fluid.
That's
in
insane.
Completely. Yeah.
That's why would okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Okay, so that's a good one for Professor Phantom Liquor.
What is his least favorite word?
Least favorite word is alive.
Alive. Oh, yeah. There we go.
He's a Phantom Liquor. You know what I mean? It's that ghost pussy.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. One more.
What profession would you not like to do?
I think it would be EMT. You know what though?
Okay.
There's that Nick Cage movie where he's an EMT and he starts seeing like ghosts or some shit. Maybe that's not a thing. I thought that was a thing. I thought he was an EMT and then he started seeing ghosts.
I mean, it doesn't sound, it definitely sounds like it. It's definitely plausible.
Yeah. I think his favorite job would be like being the kid from Sixth Sense.
Okay.
I think this is, Professor Phantom Liquor is just the kid from Sixth Sense all grown up.
His favorite show is 6 Feet Under.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we got Sixth Sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try to do something here.
Okay.
With this.
Generator?
generator.
Yeah. I see dead people.
Okay.
I see white people.
I see dead people all the time. I like to lick their pussy on the grind.
Ooh.
I think I'm rapping a little too much, but guess what? I'm Professor Phantom Liquor, and that's butt.
Ooh.
And I also like sometimes to do a thing where I take some little lice and I make it ring, ring, and then I like stuff, especially when it's dead.
Okay.
I don't like when it's alive unless it gives me head.
Nice.
I think I rhyme too much.
Yeah, let's see what this thing does. Zelda.
I see dead people all the time. I like to lick their pussy on the grind. I think I'm rapping a little too much, but guess what? I'm Professor Phantom Liquor in that butt. And I also like sometimes to do a thing where I take some little lice and I make it ring ring. And then I like stuff, especially when it's dead. I don't like when it's alive unless it gives me head. Gives me head. Gives me head. I see dead people all the time. I like to lick their lice of dead people all the time. I like to lick their lice of dead people all the time. I like to lick their lice of dead people all the time. I like to lick their lick their lick. I see dead people all the time. I like to lick their pussy on the grind. I think I'm rapping a little too much, but guess what? I'm Professor Phantom Liquor in that butt. And I also like sometimes to do a thing where I take some little lice and I make it ring ring, and then I like stuff, especially when it's dead. I don't like when it's alive unless it gives me head. Gives me head. Gives me head. I see dead people all the time. I like to lick their lice of dead people all the time. I like to lick their lice of dead people all the time. I like to lick their lice of dead people all the time. I like to lick their lick their lick their. I see dead people all the time. I like to lick their pussy on the grind. I think I'm rapping a little too much, but guess what? I'm Professor Phantom Liquor in that butt. And I also like sometimes to do a thing where I take some little lice and I make it ring ring, and then I like stuff, especially when it's dead. I don't like when it's alive unless it gives me head. Gives me head. Gives me head.
I like that. Like, I didn't know we could, I like that.
Yeah.
That thing's
fun.
Yeah.
I think I might actually pay for the premium so we get more beats.
Nice. Yeah.
There's more beats on it.
I was going to say, because I wrote some stuff out, but like, yeah.
You want to try it on the thing?
Yeah. We might as well. Yeah.
All right. Well, can you do it? Do you want another name? Or do you want to just try it on its own?
We can try it with this guy.
Okay. Do you want another name before you do the lines? Or do you want to just do them because you don't know if they'll fit or not?
Yeah, let's just do it with this guy.
Okay, let me try this thing out here.
Well, no, yeah, we can just
have a name
at
least.
Rapper. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, I wrote some other stuff, but I didn't think it was going to do that. Oh. No, we're not going to do that.
All right, the name that just came up for the rapping name is Racist Car.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, thank you.
That's the new Pixar movie coming out.
Cars 4, Racist Car.
That's the one.
It's just that, Larry the Cable Guy.
I was going to say, it's just if he got to write it. Yeah.
Yeah. Reverend Ethan Darrell.
That's fine. That one works because you could do that with kind of anything.
I like it.
But
you
got some lines?
Yeah. These aren't good lines, but they're fine.
Yeah, just hit the red button and then go.
These are...
It's also, this is the mic, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been picking it up fine, though.
All right. This is really stupid. I'll do this one. I'll do one after, that's better.
You got it.
But this is stupid. Okay. Shopping carts. I like to shop with carts. A Tisket? A Tasket? Nah, fuck a basket. I'm pushing a cart, and I'm pushing out farts, because I only shop with a motherfucking shopping cart.
shopping cart, shopping cart. I like to shop with Carpentisky. Shopping cart, shopping cart. I like to shop with Carpentisky. Shopping cart, shopping cart. I like to shop with Carpentisky. Shopping cart, shopping cart. I like to. Shopping cart, shopping cart. I like to shop with cart. A tisket, a tasket. Nah, fuck a basket. I'm pushing a cart and I'm pushing a cart. Cause I only shop with a motherfucking shopping cart. Shopping cart, shopping cart, shopping cart. Shopping cart, shopping cart. I like to shop with cart. A tisket, a tasket. Nah, fuck a basket. I'm pushing a cart and I'm pushing a cart. Cause I only shop with a motherfucking shopping cart. Shopping cart, shopping cart. Shopping cart. I like to shop with cart. A tisket. Shopping cart, shopping cart. I like to shop with cart. A tisket. Shopping cart, shopping cart. I like to shop with cart. A tisket. Shopping cart, shopping cart. I like to.
Oh shit!
Ooh, you can breaking it down at the end. Oh, that was you.
Shopping cart.
Yeah,
shopping
I guess
cart.
You can do
like
that.
Shop with cart. A tisket, a tasket. Nah, fuck a basket. I'm pushing a cart and I'm pushing a cart because I only shop with a motherfucking shopping cart. Shopping cart. Shopping cart. Shopping cart. Shopping cart. Okay. I like to shop with cart. A tisket, a tasket. Nah.
That thing's fun.
Yeah, this thing's really fun, man. I mean, holy shit.
Yeah.
All right. You got another one?
I wrote a couple out.
I only have like I think I
that
only
was
have,
my longest one.
I think
one.
I only have three free beats. That's what I'm saying. Oh, I think okay. I might get some more. So
no,
I'm gonna use that first one we did for you. Yeah. And you got one more?
I got how long should they be?
I don't know. It just repeats them.
Yeah.
I also don't know. I think if you go too long, I don't think everything gets
yeah,
in.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I think it just
yeah,
grabs
yeah,
at the beginning.
Because that was my longest one. This one's pretty quick, I guess.
Well, it's funny because they have an option to talk and rap, and I think rap option, it doesn't do anything with your voice or anything.
Okay.
So just do, we'll do one more, and then one more and be done, or you want to try another one?
Yeah, we'll see how this one goes. Okay, I think this will be okay.
This is a seedling of a bit, by the way.
Yeah,
so
we didn't really talk this one out.
I think we're actually learning more because now we have an idea of what this tool can do, and so the next fire or doo-doo is going to be way more fire.
Yeah, this is how it's made.
Yeah,
fire
exactly.
or doo-doo.
This is fucking...
It's on the Discovery Channel.
This is behind the scenes and uncut.
All right, let's see. Okay, let's see how this one goes. I think this one might be too long. Fuck.
Just try it out. Let's
okay, this
happens.
One... Okay, I'll do a quick one. I'll do a quick one. Okay. All right. I'll do the alphabet on your clit. Make your clit so literate. Random House. Fucking no. Let's not. We're going to start over.
Just let that one play. I was going to say that one.
Retry. Retry.
It's funny
retry
to hear
button.
Like the.
Yeah. The fuck ups?
The fuck ups, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'll do the alphabet on your clit. Make your clit so literate. Random House wants to publish it.
I like that.
Let's see how it goes. I'm getting nervous. I don't think
they... Random House wants to publish it, publish it, publish it. I'll do the alphabet on your clit. Make your clit so literate. Random House wants to publish it, publish it, publish it.
Hmm.
I'll do the alphabet on your clit. Make your clit so literate. Random House wants to publish it, publish it, publish it. I'll do the alphabet on your clit. Make your clit so literate. Random House wants to publish it, publish it, publish it. I'll do the alphabet on your clit. Make your clit so literate. Random House wants to publish it, publish it.
That was all right.
Doo-doo.
I'm just curious, like... I'm curious about if you're just like talking.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll try one here.
If you,
there's only three.
Yeah.
I only have three things to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get more. I'll pay for the premium.
I'll save more.
I want to try one just to talk
do
about
it.
Something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of like a story I could tell. Okay. Here we go. Hold on. This one's one time I was having sex with a girl and I was necking her hard and it made my nose bleed and then I got blood all over her and we all just laughed.
Oh, them flutes.
Mm-hmm.
The piccolo.
One time I was having sex with a girl and I was necking her hard and it made my nose bleed and then I got blood all over her and we all just laughed.
Doo-doo.
Yeah.
One time I was having sex with
water, 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 water,
water, water, water.
Doo-doo, water.
That one was doo-doo.
That's fine.
That one was straight doo-doo. All right. Well, hey, you know what, you guys?
We tried it. Yeah.
We tried it. We learned.
And it went better.
I'm happy about it.
We both thought.
Well, what's great is, what's great about this is I don't know if I could fully rap, especially with you being not great at reading too. Like, we can do these and then it'll make us sound better, which will be nice. So we can make this bit work better in the future. But Professor Phantom Liquor and Old Ice.
Yeah.
And then Racist Car and Racist Reverend Car. Ethan Darrell.
yeah,
hit you guys with some
Ethan
stuff.
Ethan Darrell.
And
I will suck your fucking dick. I will do it.
And yeah. So hey, that was you guys got to see the seed.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of grasping for the sun.
My seed.
But yeah, that was I feel like the first one was the best. The first one came out really well, especially when you're like, I fucked it all up, and it was like, that was good.
And it just does it for you. Yeah, I wasn't expecting. When you said it like rest for you, I thought it was gonna be like it would generate a next sentence.
Oh no! Yeah, just like it auto tunes your shit,
throws
it around. It throws it around like crazy too, because it gives you a wild record.
Yeah,
but then it kind of doesn't use all of it.
No,
I don't think.
That's what. Yeah.
So
yeah.
we'll figure it out, you guys. We're gonna figure it out. Yep. And while we're figuring it out, we're gonna give you 60 seconds of some people who actually have it all figured out, and this is some real men of genius.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Silent Killer Gas Passer.
Mr. Silent Killer Gas Passer.
Last night you had the enchilada combo platter. This morning, the three cheese omelet with broccoli. This afternoon, you're a ticking time bomb. Because of you, a simple elevator ride is suddenly a 42-floor plummet into the very bowels of hell.
You take my breath away.
Who did it? Who cares? Sweet mercy, please just someone light a match.
Sweet mercy.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh ninja of the nasty. And while you're at it, crack open a window.
Mr. Silent Killer Gas Passer.
Ooh. Ninja of the Nasty. That sounds it sounds less like a silent but deadly fart, and sounds more like someone you just never realized you had sex with.
Yeah,
you're just like, ooh, did I just have sex? And then you just hear someone in the shadows whisper, yeah,
it was nasty.
It was nasty. Yeah. Yeah, it was nasty. Ooh, baby.
Yeah. Ooh, baby, baby. Baby, baby. Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, we're going back now to an actual crowd favorite. I know everyone loves it, especially the people we talk about. Like I've heard them call in, and they're like, "That's accurate.
That dude is gay."
And yeah, we this one's called Fanny Pack.
Okay,
you guys. We haven't gotten Deggie to do a drop for this one yet, but excuse me, he will. And it'll be
maybe
flantastic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. I don't know why I didn't go with that. But
suck my white ass ball.
So for those of you who don't know what the bit is, we're gonna pull a name from my asshole, and then we're gonna pick an item, and we're gonna try to figure out how many of those things can fit in that person's ass. How many things can be packed inside that fanny? It's a real fanny pack. You know what I'm saying? When you're on vacation, you wear your fanny pack around. Pack that and your ass.
Yeah.
That's how you don't lose your passport ever. Just pull it right out of your ass.
Assport.
Assport. Yeah. And TSA doesn't fuck with you at all. TSA anal.
Yeah. More like ASS.
ASS.
Watch your mouth, sweetheart.
Pretty much.
That's good. I like that. All right. So you want to draw the name or you want to pick the item?
I'll draw the name.
Alrighty, here we go. And we're off to the races.
To the racist car. I'm actually shuffling. Garfield.
Garfield, okay.
The cat.
Okay, Garfield the cat.
Hates Mondays. You know what he hates more than Mondays?
What?
I don't know. Let's see how many
alligator things. Teeth.
Alligator teeth.
Yep.
In the Elgato's ass.
Oh no.
How many teeth do alligators have?
Oh my gosh.
We're talking,
I don't know,
wisdom
actually.
Teeth. We're talking canine.
I mean, I feel like they grow them back, right?
They probably have rows. I don't know.
Well, what if we went with alligator teeth necklaces?
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
I like that.
We'll go with alligator teeth necklaces. I'm curious how many they have, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look it up. Yeah. So let's think about it. Alligator teeth necklaces. So one,
usually
one tooth
on there. Yeah.
Okay. They're smaller than a shark tooth.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen shark tooth necklaces.
Yep.
Alligator tooth.
Real cool.
Yeah. I don't know if
I've seen them on my bedside desk.
Let me see.
What's that called?
Here we go.
I can't think of it.
This does not happen in crocodiles. Alligators have between 74 and 80 teeth in their mouth at a time.
It's too many.
As they wear down, they are replaced. An alligator can go through 3,000 teeth in a lifetime. Okay. That's a lot of necklaces.
3,000 Mondays.
Yeah. Those are bum days.
Yeah. That's a lot of fucking teeth.
That's the only time he packs his fanny full of alligator teeth. Yeah. That's actually why he hates Mondays.
Alligators are ornery because they got all no teeth and no toothbrush.
They got a place to hold them, though.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Shit, man. Alligator tooth necklaces. So you got to equate for the
string, which cats love.
Strings do love cats.
Yeah.
Cats do love string.
And lasagna.
I mean, it's got to be kind of blown out because of all that lasagna.
Yeah, and he's got a pretty big tummy too.
Mm-hmm. Necklaces, though. That's a chunk, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a fur ball in your ass.
Yeah, I was gonna say two tops.
Two,
maybe three.
Okay, I was gonna give him his ass a little more credit.
I mean, tooth. Am I right?
Oh, there you go. Tooth hurdy.
Yeah.
That's what you say while you're putting them in. You think he would go string first, and then you go all the strings in first,
yeah,
and then the tooth.
I think
you get
so.
The worst part over with first or second?
Second, so it has like a pop to it. Like
that's a good point.
Like he's pulling the fucking drain, the drain plug. You know,
his ass just starts bleeding.
The pain. Plug.
My anus is bleeding.
Yeah.
My goddamn.
Look at it.
I want to give I'm going to give him 9. Like okay. That way. I mean, every time he pulls one out, he dies.
Oh, okay.
And it finally kills him.
I like that.
You know what I mean? He has 9 lives.
Yeah.
And every time he pulls an alligator tooth out of his ass, he dies.
Yeah.
So that's how Garfield dies.
Yeah,
maybe I'll give him 8 then.
He OD'd on some... OD?
AT. Alligator teeth.
What?
He OD'd on AT.
He OD'd on...
Oh, OD'd. I like that.
He OD'd
on
alligator teeth. That's what I was going for.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he just shits them all out, and then you got to pull out the clumps of them in the litter box.
Here's your pearly whites.
More like a shitter box, I'd say.
Yeah, exactly.
No, how come no one has said that yet?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, guys. Litter box? More like a shitter box. If you call that a litter box, I'd rather have a shitter box.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 8, then.
More of a shitter bug myself.
Ooh, you shitter bug?
Yeah. Shitter bug.
All
right.
This guy just shits all over the place.
Yeah.
Real shitter bug.
Yeah. 8? All right. I like that.
I'm going to say 8.
Okay. That sounds fair. I'll give you that. All right. Next.
I'm kicking my ass. Do you mind?
Next person?
Yeah. I feel like the lasagna, the marinara would help get him out, though. His marinara shits.
I think he's more of a cheese person.
And you think he likes it more for the cheese?
Heavy cheese, light on the sauce.
Okay. That's me. I'm that
boy.
That's I'm fucking
me.
Garfield.
Me as well.
Okay.
Are you picking the name?
Yeah. No, I don't like that name. We already did a cartoon character.
Okay.
Nope, we already did that guy. Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin. All right.
Let me see. Pick someone else.
It's whatever. It doesn't matter.
Let's do Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin.
Let's get a lady in there.
We're going to go with light bulbs. So good ideas, light bulbs. How many good ideas can she fit in her ass?
Can we go to negative?
No, we can't.
Oh,
I do think that she could fit more light bulbs in her ass than she actually ever gets above her head, though.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. Everybody,
fill you up.
Layered it.
Yep.
I'm gonna give her. Wait, are we saying okay? Are we saying without breaking, or can they be broken?
Well, yeah.
That's the main question. The vain question.
Let's break them.
Break them. They're breakable. You can break them if you want.
Unbreakable.
It's more, I feel like it's cooler if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so I'm going to say unbroken. For every bad idea she's had, one light bulb she can fits in her ass. She fits in her ass because it didn't, it's like when you have
it's
is.
It's got to come out one end.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, so like when you have a good idea, a light bulb pops above your head. When you have a bad idea, a light bulb goes in your ass. So I'm going to say 1,000 and 1,342 light bulbs in her ass. That's how many bad ideas she's had and said out loud. Now, that's low. Yeah. That's real low.
That's low, yeah. That's just a fucking Wednesday,
yeah,
dude.
That's just one day. All right, we're shooting for one day. That's
yeah,
one day then.
We gotta cap it.
Yeah. So one day, because otherwise it's just gonna be too many.
That's a slow Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah. Slow Tuesday of bad ideas.
She took like three naps. Yeah. You know? And you gotta and let them simmer. Dreams don't count. Yeah. I'm good with that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Unbreakable.
I think that's a good thing. Every time, anytime you guys have a bad idea, just remember the light bulb just shines in your ass.
Yeah. Just shine bright, shine star. Oh, wait. What is it? Shine bright, shine far. Be a star.
What is that?
Live who you are, be a star. I don't know. It was a thing that just popped in my head.
I'm trying to think of more light bulb shit. Is there a light bulb like mottos or brand shit or anything? I don't think there's any jingles for light bulbs,
right?
I know
they got the curly ones now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are supposed to be energy efficient.
Yep.
Oh, those are the ones that you squeak on up there and you just twist them up like a screw.
Yeah. It's like the opposite of it's an internal pig's tail.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I screwed my own ass. Do you mind?
Yeah.
I had a great idea. My ass just had a great idea.
To fuck itself.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I think that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I like it. All right. That was efficient. Energy efficient.
Yes.
Going green in the brown. Going brown.
Yeah. All right. Well,
fuck faces.
Hey, those ones were easy, you guys. We got through those quick and
we did.
I don't know, what do you think? You wanna try to name this episode or do you wanna take a little commercial break?
I don't care. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I don't know. I got a couple of things written down here.
Okay. Yeah, let's take a break. Yeah. We usually take two breaks.
Yeah, this is the third one.
Oh, well then don't take a break.
We can take a break, though.
No. Okay. I wrote two things down, I think. Yeah. One I can't read. I just wrote down Old Ice, or what was the other rapper's name?
Professor Phantom Liquor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Professor Phantom. Oh, I wrote, what was it? Ninja.
Oh, shit. What was it?
It looked like I said Ninja Mostly.
No, not that. Ninja. Shit, wasn't it something about, it was in the Bud Light thing. Ninja Nasty. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I actually like that quite a bit. Let me see what I wrote down. Oh, you guys, this is a part of the episode. And we blow it.
And
so we,
what's the matter with you, boy? You too stupid to do
name that episode?
I'm definitely too stupid to announce the name of this thing before we do it.
Too stupid to name that episode?
I wrote Fire or Doo-Doo. And then I wrote like Shitterbug.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. So, but I think I what is it?
Ninja Nasty.
Yeah. Ninja Nasty is good. I think that's fun.
I like that. Or that's a good Fire or Doo-Doo, yeah.
Fire or Doo-Doo or Ninja Nasty.
Yeah.
Shitterbug is, that's just a dung beetle.
Too. Yeah.
Shitterbug.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah.
Those guys know what they're doing. They don't play around. They tell you exactly what they're all about immediately. Yeah.
Beetle boards.
Yeah. What do you think? You think we're good? You think we're good with finishing off here?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
You know what, guys?
Finish
we're good.
Them faces.
You know
off.
Something? We're good. We did it. We got through an episode, and we're coming back at you.
Yeah.
It's our birthday next week, so we're gonna hit you with an episode for that.
Oh yeah.
And the beginning of April's coming up. You guys
might go a little long.
Yeah, might get a little special treat.
Yeah.
Around April at the beginning. Yeah. So I don't know. Cash your checks and.
Fuck your butts.
Yeah, fuck your butts. And I've been Jacob Allen Kuban. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban. Go to Instagram, blah, 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 blah. 15% off at moistjunk.com if you use the code FARTCAST.
Buy
check it out.
Shit.
Buy it out.
Buy some shit.
Come on. It's all
buy
good.
Some
it's fun.
Shit.
It's fun to wear everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, underwear, under there. Oh, no.
Under my sadness gear.
Check it out. Casey, what do you got?
Nothing.
Okay,
thank you.
Nothing at all. Nope. You guys, thank you so much. I apologize for everything. I'm gay.
Me too.
Shoot down. I'm there.